From golf tips from the pro.
I told you I'm going to give you the best putting tip of your life. I'm not lying to you.
To course reviews from the general.
I'm telling you, the best greens I played on, I gave it a 5.0.
ESPN Cleveland has you covered all golf season. Live inside the Universal Windows Direct Studios on the East Bank of the Flats. This is Tee It Up on 850 ESPN Cleveland and the Land on Demand. Here are your hosts, Jimmy Hanlon and Tony Grossi.
Back down the fairway. It went smack down and it started to slice just a smidge off line. It headed for two, but it bounced off nine. My caddy says,
happy Saturday morning to you. This will be the easiest show the general and I have ever done. Kev behind the glass, Coop's out today. This is like a person that doesn't play golf could do a golf show today, right?
Hey, good morning. Yeah. We have the perfect weather for it, too. We always start with the weather report.
Yeah, it's like
fantastic.
It's perfect, finally. You got to play multiple rounds of golf this week. We'll talk about that. We got the U.S. Open going on. Had a great charity event. Ashley and her friend, the Swickies, had their event for Caps for the Cause yesterday. Raised a bunch of money for Cold Caps. Which was great. I saw your Fowler's Mill shirt. I played with Mooch yesterday, who runs the four golf courses in their little spectrum there. St. Denis and Fowler's Mill and Powderhorn, and they have one. Oh, Legend Lakes. They have four of them. So we had a great time
playing
with Mooch. He's a lot of fun. So we won 15 under par scramble at Little Mountain. Played pretty good. And then my son Palmer on the last hole. So I know you play Little Mountain a lot, but sometimes if you play a lot of course, the third hole, which you kind of got to lay up in the fairway there.
Oh, yeah, and then, the short hole.
So it was a scramble. Yeah, it was
lay
a scramble.
Up. I hit driver.
Yeah. Well, it was a scramble. They got it over to Creek. They hit over to Creek, which my guy did too, because the tees were up a little bit.
Okay.
Last shot of the day, and they chipped it in for a two and won the only skin of the day.
Oh, my.
Which
for
four kids on their way to college was about $1,500.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, did your son chip it in?
He did. My son's want to hit the shot. He did not hit the drive, but he pitched it in.
Fantastic.
It sounds like about 50 yards they pitched it in and got the only skin of the day.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's a little money to go back to Ohio State.
And well, that'll help your pockets stay a little bit heavier.
I doubt it. I have a feeling my Apple Pay will still get swiped when he wants to do something. But it's good. Yeah, going to be a great show. Tony went to Southern Ohio this week, played a couple golf courses, and we're going to talk about Zanesville Country Club today, a beautiful golf course. I got a little history at Zanesville Country Club that I think I've told you, but maybe not. Do you know whose grandfather was the pro for 30 years at Zanesville Country Club?
Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas's
grandfather.
Paul
Thomas,
yeah.
A legend.
Legend. There forever. 30-plus years in Zanesville. So that's a cool story,
legend has it that he that's where Justin Thomas learned
how to play a little golf,
early on.
Yeah. And then obviously the father was a PGA professional, too. I don't know where he spent. I know he spent a lot of time in Kentucky, but I know the father was the head pro at a place called Montour Heights Country Club, which is where I did my college internships back in the day. I think he was early 80s there or something like that. So, so that's cool, right? I mean, that's all good stuff. But did you have good weather in Zanesville?
Fantastic.
You did?
Yeah, it was picture perfect, just like right now.
And
so we'll talk about Zanesville.
You played with Mr. Stubbs.
Jeff Stubbs of Hilton Head and his brother Brad.
Yeah.
And my son joined me for that round.
Oh, wow.
And we had a great time.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'll talk more about
that in a little bit. Pinshot debuts on the CW network today at 10:30. So as soon as you get off the air here, you can go over to your channel 55 and watch Pinshot on the CW network.
Just before Jordan Spieth and Joaquin Neiman
tee off
pairing today. So that'll get you in the mood.
That'll get
that.
You fired up, huh? Yeah. Pinshot from Stillwater. I will tell you, we almost had our first ever hole in one on that show. So if you stick around and watch that show, you're going to see one come really close to going in. And then we shot this week. We went to Bobolink down in Avon to shoot.
Now, that's one I've never been to.
Riz almost died. There was a I know, you know, he had his health issues there. This might have been closer to taking him out. There's a golf ball that almost got him.
He wasn't wearing his helmet?
No, he needed it, too. It was too windy. We got a new tent for him so he doesn't get killed out there. If he'd have held on to that tent, it would be like the Wizard of Oz. He'd have been going through the air. Wind was blowing so hard. But So that was fun. We had a great time at Bubba Lake. They were super nice, and we had a winner. We had a guy go all the way through and hit all the circles and win. That, you know, that only happens maybe once a year, maybe. And so we had a guy
still looking for that ace, though. Huh?
We need that ace, man. Wow, that's gonna be fun.
I might have to walk up at one of your locations.
Oh, you got to do it. Listen, I'm gonna need a day off pretty soon. You're gonna have Tony from Northfield. You're gonna have to jump on and take my place a little bit here pretty soon. But they, you guys will be able to watch the show coming up on the ESPN YouTube channel too. We're gonna post the shows on ESPN YouTube channel too. So. That's gonna be a lot of fun. So, all right. Speaking of golf, how much of the Open have you got? I mean, you know, listen, everybody gets to watch the short clips. That's the great. You know, I think old people like us, Tone, we kind of bash social media a little bit and bash the kids because they don't really watch anything anymore. They just flip through. But it is very consistent. Or it is very what's the right word? Very easy, I guess, to go through and just get to see the short clips of the Open. But I don't, how much have you got to watch this week so far?
Well, since I was traveling back from Zanesville I was gone Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
So I've tried to watch the replays, which I love, at night.
Yeah.
Not knowing what happened.
Yeah.
And the other, I knew Wyndham Clark was kind of running away with it.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to sit down for a couple hours. Today, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
For sure.
And Father's Day.
Yeah.
That's actually my only Father's Day present from Ashley. She's like, what do you want? I just want to watch the Open. I mean, the kids can be there. My boys can be around me. If they want to watch it with me, that's great. I just want to sit on the couch from about 3 to 7 to 7:30. And you could talk. I'm not asking for silence. I just want to just watch it, though.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do.
Yeah. For us golf enthusiasts, watching a major, especially this one, is on Sunday, is fantastic.
I think, Tony, from what I've seen to this point, I think Shinnecock has held up really well. I know they're under par. I know they had to. I don't think this is Wyndham Clark is not going to hear this. I don't think they're going to end up very much under par. They are not watering the greens.
So you don't think -7 will even hold up as the winning score?
No chance. No chance. No, I don't think there's any chance. I think, well, now listen, if there were four guys up there around 6 or 7, one of them would hold on. There's one, right? And the rest of them are 3, 3, 2, 1. I would take 2 or 3 and run right now with it right now.
I mean, can you imagine being up 4 shots after 2 rounds? I mean, wouldn't you rather be like down 1?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, the sleep on that 4-shot
lead. There is
a
bullseye on his back that's so big right now, right?
As Stan Mutigliano used to say, there's a big orange in his esophagus right now. He's trying to breathe.
Well, so they're going to the greens are going to go from about a 10, a little over a 10 the last 2 days, to an 11 plus right now. So they're going to increase the speed. They sent a text out to all the players. I don't know if you saw that or not. Mm-hmm. And said, hey, just so you know, the golf course is going to get firmer and the greens are going to get faster. They told them that. They said, we are not going to put water on it and we're going to firm it up and we're also going to cut and increase the speed of the greens a little bit. So they let the players know this was going to happen. Where I think purposely they had to kind of keep it a little more wet, and it wasn't because of rain, and soften it up because the winds were so strong. But they're saying they could get up to 30-mile-an-hour winds again today.
Wow.
With those firm greens, and fast greens. Yeah.
I've seen so many wedge shots, like, almost stop and then end up 30 yards off the green.
Down a green, right?
Yeah. I can't stand that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So a few things happened, Tony, and I would love to get your point. I'll tell you, how do I put this? Brandel Chamblee, there are times when I just think that the Golf Channel should just get rid of him. Like the posts, the product would be better without him, right? Like that. I mean, I just sometimes I shake my head. And then sometimes I'm like, man, he plays devil's advocate a lot. And sometimes he has a good point, right? I think this yesterday, Brandel Chamblee did a very good job, and it wasn't. And listen, Rich Eisen over on the other side, he was cringing a little bit. And this is, I'll tell you what they talked about. But I thought Brandel was spot on here. I'm going to give him a lot of credit. And he was with Paul McGinley. So what they were talking about is, first of all, the conversation started with Joaquin Niemann. So Joaquin Niemann got a two-shot penalty on Thursday for conduct and how he acted on the golf course. So what happens was Joaquin hit two balls out of bounds and then hit his third one into fescue. And so he's hitting five off the tee. So he's laying in the fescue, laying five. His ball was near a mound of fire ants, right?
Ooh.
And he wanted relief, and the rules official came over and did not think there was any imminent danger to him going and hitting the shot, and he didn't give him relief. Joaquin threw a club, fired a bunch of F-bombs, and was super angry, and they penalized him for it, right? They gave him a two-shot penalty, which he is now... He's around even or one over. Right?
No, he just made the cut at plus three.
Plus three, so he'd be plus one. Plus one's a lot closer to that second place than plus three.
So he would have taken a nine on the hole?
He took an 11.
Took an 11.
Man. So the big conversation, now again, you had the Wyndham Clark tearing up the locker room last time at Oakmont. I don't know if you remember that. Then you had Sergio at the Masters going nuts. So here is the conversation. I know we don't have a lot of time to get into this, but it's interesting. So what they're saying is that on the tour, they have a really hard time giving these penalties and these conduct things because Brian Roloff works for the players. He's fired and hired by the players. So he starts giving them conduct, you know, penalties and stuff. You know, you're giving your boss a penalty, right? Yeah. You're coming here going, USGA can do it because they don't care. They you know, they own the event. If you want to play in it, you got to go through them. Masters can do it. They don't care. It's their event.
And there's no grievance system.
No grievance. R&A, they can do it. British Open, don't care. But the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour have a hard time doing this because the tours are owned by the players, right? So then Brandel Chamblee comes up, and he says, listen, he says, I played for a living back in these days. I never saw Jack Nicklaus throw a club or swear on the golf course in front of people. I never saw Arnold Palmer do it. I never saw Phil Mickelson do it, which he doesn't even like Phil. He says, full credit, Phil Mickelson said a lot of bad golf shots. I've never heard him swear, slam a club, throw a club in an event. Who else did he say? He had some great, you know, all the great players. He said, never saw him. They never did it. The code of golf, you're out there where you're with kids watching you play golf, so on and so forth. Then he went on to say, Tone, this is where it got controversial. This all changed because I guess they're kind of saying it's out of control. Players are out there and they're screaming. I guess John Rahm screamed the F word yesterday when he missed a putt and shot his 79 or whatever.
And then you screamed when you saw his final score.
Yeah, I did scream yesterday.
It brought your whole pull down.
Did. Yeah. My pull's gone, by the way. I'm going to have to jump off that Rahm train for a little while. Actually, all the LIV players played bad.
So did Rahm get the fined?
He did not get fined because he did not throw a club or anything like that. And I think Joaquin's was directed a little bit at the official too, which probably didn't help. But Brandel went on to say, listen, this all started with everybody's beloved Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods swore. Tiger Woods slammed clubs, broke tee markers. You know, Rory broke a tee marker last year.
Yeah.
This all started and became acceptable when these guys that you're seeing doing it right now, their hero did it on the golf course. So they think it's okay to do it, right? So Brandel kind of went after Tiger a little bit and blamed a lot of this code of being okay to do this kind of stuff and swear and yell and slam clubs because Tiger did it and their hero did it. So Jack Carney, all of them didn't do it. So none of them did it. Now you got to the next level here and then Tiger does it. What do you think about that? I mean, you can't blame Tiger, but...
Well, you could blame the officials for letting them get away with it.
Yeah, that's what they said.
And I kind of agree with him. I mean, it's kind of an old fogey attitude, you know, that golf has this honor system, but you should preserve things like that.
Yeah.
And you're right. And then I didn't see the Joaquin Niemann incident.
I don't think anybody did. It's not on video. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I heard him interviewed afterwards and he was contrite.
Yeah.
He admitted he was wrong.
Yeah.
And he accepted it.
Oh, good.
He's one of my favorite players. So
yeah, you love him.
That's how I heard it.
Yeah.
And then he went and shot 65.
Yeah.
In his second
round. Point great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the whole example of that, I mean, should be an example to these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't stand when we see Sergio.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess it
terrible.
Depends what you think of the if you like the guy, like yeah. everyone loved Tiger, so it was like, oh man, he's showing emotion.
Terrell
just like
Hatton,
me.
I'm not gonna lie, I've watched Terrell Hatton videos. I love it. I laugh. I think it's kind of funny. You know, but I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. You bring up an awesome point. How do they handle it afterwards? Everybody has an explosion of emotions at times. Terrell Hatton always owns it, right? He always owns it. He kind of is like, yeah, I'm an idiot, right? I'm a hothead. Joaquin, I'm glad to hear, owned it afterwards, right? I love that, right? He owned it. He comes back, probably won't do it again, right?
Right. And then shoots 65, and there's a tie for low round.
Tiger never owned it. He just did whatever he wanted to do.
Right, because he got away with it.
Got away with it.
And he never had anyone say, you can't do that, Mr. Woods.
Yeah. No one's saying
and
that.
And actually, didn't it really start after his dad passed?
Yeah. Got more angry.
He wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
His dad would discipline him.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, he was the master disciplinarian as he was raising him in the golf world. So it got out of control a little bit after his dad passed.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with Randall Shampley.
Yeah, me too. I fully
agree. And
hats
off to him for pinning it on someone. Because I don't think any of us would have come up with that.
No, I would have never came up with it. No, you're exactly right. And I think that, what was I going to say? You have a great point there, too. I think his father, you know, again, a lot of things, right? I don't think he's having these car wrecks or doing these things either with his father, you know, around. I think he's sitting him down and doing, listen, you know, this isn't how we act, you know. And so that's a little bit rough and sad too. And it will be interesting to see. Again, Tiger needs to learn from this, right? Because who's coming up next? His son. Mm-hmm. And what's his son going to do? Son's going to do what his dad does, right? So is he going to slam club? How do you sit there and tell your club you can't swear in a golf course and yell and get mad and do all this kind of stuff when he's watching you do it, or if he goes back and watches old videos and watches you do it, right? Now, again, I'm not blaming Tiger Woods because these guys are their own people. They can do whatever they want. But, you know, you do what your heroes do. That's just how life is. So hopefully it's a great conversation. We could actually do the whole show about it, actually.
Well, let's see what happens to the next, if there's another golfer who loses his temper.
And see what happens, especially on the tour when, you know, there may not be as much to do it. So Northfield Park Racino is your place for more rewards, more offers, and more fun. Join the new NP Rewards Club for free play, exclusive promotions, trips, cash, and more. Grab great food and drinks at Overtime Grill and Bar, then catch live entertainment at Center Stage. Visit NorthfieldParkRacino.com today. We'll be back to talk a little Zanesville Country Club with the General right here on 850 ESPN Cleveland.
You're listening to Tee It Up on 850 ESPN Cleveland and the Land on Demand with Jimmy Hanlon and Tony Grossi.
That's right. Tee It Up is presented by Northfield Park Racino. Visit Northfield Park Racino today. More rewards, more offers, more fun.
Love it. Welcome back. Tee It Up. Jimmy Hanlon, Tony Grossi, Kev behind a glass. Kev, thanks for filling in last minute there, buddy. Appreciate you. How about my dad's 84 years old today? He's born on
Father's Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
84 years old. He probably feels like he's 112. He spent the day with my little guy, Jake, 3 years old. So he wore him out yesterday.
Well, you know what I say about another birthday? Gets you closer to beating your age on the golf course, right?
My dad doesn't play golf. Played college football, He left it. I think I bought my dad two sets of clubs. I don't think he ever hit a ball with either one of the sets of clubs.
Wow.
He just never played. He's a hunter. And my brother and my dad are hunters. They like to do, you know, you can't be a boater and a golfer. You can't be a hunter and a golfer. They just don't mix. You either go do one or the other. So, yeah, my parents never play golf. They just dropped me off the golf
course. Where'd you get it?
They dropped me off the golf course. My dad was a policeman, and a part-time policeman, and his partner at one point owned the little public golf course down the road. And if he made the mistake of saying, hey, Gary, you know, just drop Jimmy off anytime at the course. He can start playing or whatever. I was probably about six at the time, seven, and I never left.
That was a mistake. That was the best thing that happened.
My dad was lucky. So I used to spend so much time at the golf course. I would work all summer. And, Tone, I'm not kidding you. Like, when I say work, like, I was I worked a lot. Like I wasn't like these kids now. You work two shifts. I worked every day. I'd work all summer and I never got a paycheck because I spent more on food and golf clubs all summer than I did work. So my dad would have to go clean up my bill at the end of the year. I'd owe more from working all summer than.
And just working at the golf course?
Just working at the golf course, yeah. But I think I made $2.25 an hour was my hourly rate back then. But I liked to eat back in those days and I used to like to buy golf clubs. So.
Well, it was fun though.
Yeah, I loved it. Oh, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Yeah. Most wonderful. Oh my gosh. I'd get up, I'd go to work. I'd play golf, and then by 6 o'clock, we'd have baseball games, played baseball. I don't think I ever saw the inside of my house from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Like growing up on a farm.
Never. Well, I did grow. I had cornfields on three sides. Wow. And yeah, I was right in the middle of it, man. So, so happy birthday to my father, and hopefully survived the Jake weekend. But, all right, let's talk Zanesville Country Club. Wonderful place. I've been there a couple times, and just good people there, too.
Zanesville, of course, is about 2 hours south of Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's about an hour east of Columbus.
Yep.
So it's right in the heart of Ohio.
Yep.
Hosted the Ohio Amateur last year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, good.
And they shot the winner. I looked it up. It was minus 15.
Oh, wow.
For four rounds.
Well, that's good. That's good golf on that golf course.
Yeah. Zanesville Country Club is totally private. We kind of stepped out of our boundary because I've heard so much about Zanesville Country Club, and I was invited to play it, and loved it, absolutely loved it. A little thing about it, I always wondered about Zanesville. It's such a unique city name. And I always heard the story that there's a great American novelist named Zane Grey who came from that area. I was under the impression that Zanesville was named after him.
Yeah.
Totally wrong. It's just the opposite. This author, Zane Grey, was named after the real founder of Zanesville is a guy named Ebenezer Zane.
No kidding. Yeah,
the little trivia here of Ohio history.
Ebenezer Zane.
Right. And like Zanesville was actually the Ohio State Capitol for 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Marietta was like the first city in Ohio.
Yeah.
And Zanesville's not far from Marietta.
No kidding.
So then everything moved up north after that. Anyway, a little history. This course, they call it a Donald Ross course. It's loosely consider that because Donald Ross is, remember Chick Evans?
Yeah.
This was one of their first, he was, Donald Ross was introducing Chick Evans into golf course architecture.
Yeah.
And he kind of started him out, but Chick Evans finished
it up.
So, I mean, these are not Donald Ross greens. These are huge greens.
Yeah.
You know? And, but anyway.
You know, it is interesting, you know, and you and I could talk about this sometimes to me. So Donald Ross is really heavy in Ohio, done a lot of Ohio, and really heavy in North Carolina. And I think it had something to do with his travels from winter to summer going up, you know, and down and where he was going to or whatever. But
lucky
Ohio
for us.
Ohio and North Carolina are we're going to look that up. Two of the most Donald Ross golf courses.
Lucky for us.
Yep.
So anyway, we talked to the PGA professional there is Mike Durant, and let's visit with Mike Durant for a little bit more about Zanesville Country Club.
Mike, thanks so much. We had a great time, great day of golf. I like to start off these interviews with a little history of Zanesville Country Club.
Yeah, this location was developed in 1933, and Chick Evans is our course designer. And he, at the time he started the project, he worked for Donald Ross. So we get some credit as being a Donald Ross golf course.
Yeah.
He finished the project. Donald Ross was not involved, and Chick Evans finished it with some help from another gentleman. And I forget the gentleman's name, but so it's a Chick Evans design, we're even in the Donald Ross Society.
All right. Now you've been here, what, over 30
years? This is my 34th
year
as the head golf professional. I started 44 years ago working for Paul Thomas, Justin's grandpa.
Has the course changed much in 30 years?
The layout, no. A lot of the amenities to it, you know, you see a wall around number one, 10, the putting green has been updated. The creek on 15 has changed several times over the years. It's a bigger, wider creek now with some, you see the retaining walls there, so it's a little more intimidating. It used to be just a creek a ball could bounce over. But, some minor changes. The creek on 2 was straightened. It used to be a winding creek and came out much closer to the fairway. But other than that, just upgrades in turf condition.
Tell somebody who hasn't played Zanesville Country Club what you like about the course.
We're right in town. I mean, U.S. Excuse me, you know, the main drag thing, Maple Avenue, is right not even a half a mile away. But when you get out here, you feel like you're out in the country. It's a natural layout. There wasn't a lot of dirt moved. The natural topography, it just has a flow. It's beautiful, up and down a little bit. And, you know, the trees, those pine trees were planted in the 50s. So they're
pretty big.
They're pretty 70 years old. So it's a very natural layout. And the greens are flattish, most of them, but some of them slope a good bit. So the breaks are subtle.
We notice.
Yes, you could go that way or that way based on the grain.
What do you consider the signature hole on the course?
15.
15.
Hole number 15. Because it's
Which
a par 5.
Short par 5.
But there's so many options. Even the Ohio Amateur, when we host it here, you know, we've watched those great players play, and several of those make it onto the tour. And very few hit drivers there. A lot of them will hit a fairway wood or a hybrid or a long iron, and they still can reach it, the green in two. But I've followed the final group in the Ohio Amateur, not in 225, but in 215. And 7, 7, and 8 were the three scores of the guys.
Wow.
Yeah, so it has a
is that the
risk
hole
reward.
With a crick in front of the grain?
Yeah.
So if you don't carry it, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And scorecard wrecker.
Yeah. And the 8, the guy that made the 8 that day, laid up. But he hit his wedge over the green into the tall rough and had to take an unplayable line re-hit from the fairway. So just a really lot of choices.
Now, is the country club totally private?
It's a private club, yes.
Okay. So is it mostly local players, or do you get people from all over Ohio as
we
guests?
Get mostly local and attached county, Muskingum County and attached counties, but we do have several non-resident members. So guys come here from Franklin County. Different counties.
An hour away from Columbus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 hours from Cleveland.
Yes. And Paul Thomas is Justin's grandpa. His last round here, we played him and Mike Thomas and I, and he couldn't believe that we'd play on a Saturday morning 80 golfers before 10:30 in less than 4 hours. In fact, we play in about 3 hours and 40 minutes on a Saturday morning, full, busy. So he said it would be better for a member in the Dublin area to come down here, drive an hour and 20 minutes, play in 3 hours or whatever, and drive back because it's 6 hour rounds up there.
Then hit a 18 round in twilight back in Columbus.
Yeah. So we were blessed with our pace of play.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for your hospitality. It was a great time.
Glad to have you. I enjoyed it.
A hidden gem in Ohio here in Zanesville, Ebenezer Zane.
Ebenezer Zane, yeah. Zane's Trace, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Love it. Yeah. Good. Like I said, good people down there in the middle of Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Right? And the pace of play was right on. I mean, there a lot of older members there, but they know how to play the game.
Well, when you get to that member club, right, you don't need the tour to throw penalties on them. Those members, in the grill room afterwards and you play slow, you're going to hear about
it's
it, right?
It's a source of pride, it was great, and we'll go into a little more detail after the next segment.
Yeah, love it. Hey, before we go, did you see Harry Higgs? Did you see what happened with him?
No.
I think it was the first round on Thursday. He shows up to his tee time. You know, these guys playing all these qualifiers, he showed up in shorts. He forgot that he had to wear pants. His wife, Kaylee, at 5:30 in the morning had to run a pair of pants to him from the hotel because he thought he was thought he could wear shorts.
So did he get his penalty for
that? No, he got him on. He got him on in time before he went out to play. He played great. He's 1 under right now. I'm a big fan of his. He's just a funny guy. He's good. So, hey, folks, Teed Up is presented to you by Northfield Park Racino. Visit Northfield Park Racino today. More rewards, more often, more fun. Tony G and I will be back right after the break to rate Zanesville Country Club.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
You're listening to Tee It Up on 850 ESPN Cleveland and The Land on Demand with Jimmy Hanlon and Tony Grossi.
Open your eyes, look up to eight guys and see.
That's right, Tee It Up is presented by Northfield Park Racino. Visit Northfield Park Racino today. More rewards, more offers, more fun.
Welcome back to Tee It Up. presented to you by Northfield Park Racino. We got to get Sam out to play some golf, too. We need a round of golf with Sam from Northfield Park.
Absolutely.
Right? He's about as fun hanging out with play golf as
I can imagine. Yeah, yeah, I've never been out there with him.
He's a good guy. And you need some Racino clothing there. You're wearing your old Fowler's Mill stuff from back in the day.
This goes back to the Mooch days of the Tony Grossi Classic.
Yeah.
At Fowler's Mill.
Hey, don't forget you can watch us on Land on Demand too. I saw in YouTube where our streaming numbers were our shows doubled from last year. People watching on YouTube and stuff. You must have got better looking or something over the years.
People just want to talk about golf.
Yeah, that's it. They do, man. Golf is hot. Golf is hot. All right, we're going to talk Zanesville Country Club. We're going to rate Zanesville Country Club. This will be a short one because, as Tony was saying, it's a private club, so amenities blow away anything that you
It's not fair to the public courses that we rate. No. But I do want to talk a little bit more about the course.
10-10. All right, let's get started on it. We'll start with the first thing, man, condition.
Looking for the best places to golf in Ohio?
Love it.
Four!
We got you covered. It's time to rate the course of the week. Condition.
So we'll start out with the only way you could play this place, you better befriend a member of Zanesville Country Club.
Like, fortunately, I had the couple.
Like Jeff Stubbs. Yeah, so for sure. So yeah. Thanks to him for getting out there, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, country club and very private, so the only word to use is immaculate.
Yeah
I mean, there's absolutely nothing to complain about on the condition at Zanesville. What I love, and the rough is members friendly.
Yeah,
right. It's thick but short enough that it's not impossible to get out of it. The greens are beautiful. There isn't a lot of slope, but as Mike Durant said, they're very difficult to read. I had my personal caddy, my son, and he had trouble reading these greens. But they were very nice to put on. And the bunkers, they're not very deep, but they're perfectly kept. Yeah, not a stone in any bunker. And I was in a few of them. So obviously the condition is going to be a perfect 5.0.
Love it. All right, let's go to number two.
Playability.
All right, we play the hybrid blue-white tees. For the Ohio amateur, it can get over 7,000 yards.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was that long.
But for us, we played the blue-white, which was 6276.
Right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, par 72. And from there, it's a 69.9 rating and a 127 slope. So there are some public courses that I've played that have higher numbers than those.
That is almost rated almost exactly like Little Mountain. That's almost right at Little Mountain's rating.
It's
right
fun there. because Little Mountain came up. It is fun to play.
Yeah.
Like, I consider Little Mountain one of the funnest courses to play.
Yep.
Like, for instance, we had, this is important to me, nine of the par fours were under 400 yards.
Yeah.
But that didn't mean they were easy.
Yeah, right.
I'm tired of hitting five wood every par four.
You know?
I'm in that age bracket, right? And all the fairways are rolling. They're not like flat. You know, there's
which again, when you practice, right, Tone, you're standing on a flat range. That doesn't exist.
So the ball is sometimes below your feet, sometimes above it.
I like
it. And that's challenging. And I know this is a cliche, but how many courses can you play where you know you used every club in your bag?
Yeah.
And this was one for me.
Yeah.
So playability, it was fun, 5.0.
Easy peasy. All right, let's go to number three.
Par threes.
Oh, boy, here we go. Your main guy here.
If a course has good par threes, I'm gonna love that course, no matter what the other 14 holes are like. So we had four of them. And here are the distance from our hybrid tees. It sounds easy, but believe me, none of them was easy. 162 yards, 165, 183, and 142. Now, the last par three, 142, is number 18.
Oh, okay.
And this is straight uphill. It's one of those holes where you only see the flag. You don't see the stick even.
Yeah.
And that's the finishing hole, and that ruined my car. Ruined my car because of a chunk to drive. Like a 7-iron or 8-iron.
You're playing good too, right?
Yeah, I had a chance to break 80 and you chunked it. And anyway, the par threes, those distances are deceiving because some of them were carry, some of them were downhill, and all of them were surrounded by bunkers. So a 5.0 par threes.
Easy. 5.0 yeah. right there.
Now, I'm not going to go into value because this is a club.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what the
rates
are.
There is no value at private clubs.
Yeah, but the amenities, this place has an Olympic-sized swimming pool,
yeah.
tennis courts, pickleball courts, a yeah. great range, and a really excellent lounge area and yeah. restaurant overlooking 18.
Yep.
So anyway, it was a fantastic experience. Kudos to everybody out at the Zanesville Country Club. I'm glad to say I finally played. I heard so much about it.
Yeah.
Actually, even before we start doing our show, I heard, there's a place in Zanesville you got to play.
Yeah.
Well, I played it, and I would get it three thumbs up if I had a third thumb.
Yeah, I tell you, it is, you know, when you talk about hidden gems in the state of Ohio, I think it just comes up all the time, yeah. right? I mean, it's just a place that, you know, again, you got to know a member to play there, but when you do, if people that play it, I've never heard one person say anything bad. Mike Kaito is the GM there. I should have told you that. I wish you would have got to talk to him. He's a great guy. Mike originally opened what used to be called Longaberger, which is now the Virtues.
Which we'll be heading to later this summer.
Yeah. And then he obviously made his way over to Zanesville Country Club. He's been there for a while. Great guy, really good player. Good dude. So, but
also glad that I finally stepped foot in Zanesville. It's such a unique name for a city. I always wondered what was so special about it. Well, I found out.
Well, and next week we're going to talk a little bit about Eagle Sticks, another place in Zanesville that you enjoy.
Close by, and we did a doubleheader, and we'll save that for next week.
I love it. All right, Zanesville Country Club, there's your rating by the general right there. Doesn't get much better than that. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little more U.S. Open to finish out the show. 216-710-0850 if you have any questions. You're listening to Tee It Up right here, presented to you by Northfield Park Racing.
You're listening to Tee It Up on 850 ESPN Cleveland and the Land on Demand with Jimmy Hanlon and Tony Grossi.
Hey folks, Tee It Up is presented to you by Northfield Park Racing. Go visit Northfield Park Racing right now. More rewards, more offers, more fun. You got the sports book there at Northfield Park Racing, I think, don't they? I wonder if you could go bet a little golf today.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah. Go do all that kind of stuff. Bet some horses. I get to see the Northfield Park when I'm in Yipper the RV. We're driving down the road, you know, looking at the horse races. We get to see Northfield on there.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Always got the race channel on.
Oh, I got the race channel on full time, yeah. Unfortunately, I think the race channel on the RV costs me more than my gas on the RV usually. Yeah. So,
actually, it's not called the race channel.
TVG or FanDuel Network, or there's all kind of different.
There's like you can see the races. At least two of them. I tune them in.
Yeah, for sure. Northfield Park's been, I've been going to races and watching them for years. So, all right, we're at Shinnecock. We got the Open. Every dad in the world that loves golf, which is most, so happy. They're going to sit down on Sunday and watch a challenge here and what's going to happen. So, again, I think I told you the golf course is going to play firm and fast. It's going to change the whole championship. There's going to be big numbers, bigger numbers. It looks like there's 10 players under par right now. I'm going to tell you, I think 2 finish under par at most.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's time to go backwards, even as good as these guys are. The winds are going to be between 20 and 30 miles an hour today at times, which is going to make a huge difference. I don't think we're going to see any more rain, which is going to make a huge difference.
What do you make of this? Is it the conditions or what? But of the top 20 players on the leaderboard, only 5 are international players.
Which I would have thought the opposite. Because windy, bad conditions, they're used to playing in it, right?
Right.
The other thing that I would say, well, LIV players were awful in this event. And again, we've went back to say, is it because the golf courses they're playing on LIV are too easy? They're not challenged as much. They're not hitting these shots on a weekly basis. But I don't know. Where's the first LIV player you see on the leaderboard? It's down there. And they all were out there for a bit. You know, John Rahm, my guy, had a chance there. DJ was in the lead at one point, for him, which was unbelievable. Patrick Reed was way up there early in the round, playing really good. No. He played terrible.
My guy, Neiman, made the cut.
I think Neiman and DJ are the only two LIV guys that made the cut. I could be incorrect. Wow. But yeah, it was the LIV guys have really struggled.
Kepka didn't make the cut?
Kepka.
No, he didn't.
I don't think he did. He was playing really good for a while, too. So what I saw, I watched DJ, and I don't know if you guys out there in round one, DJ had it to four under. Tony, right? In round one, I think he was in the lead or one. I think he was in the lead, right? Had about a, I'm going to say a 6 to 7 footer for par to stay at four under. And it wasn't some sliding, breaking one. It was, a, you know, maybe play it out, ball outside on the right or whatever. He blows it by 3 feet and misses it coming back. So he goes from 4 under to 2 under. Then he hit it really close on the next hole. He only had about a 6 footer for birdie, shoved it, didn't even come close
He's
to
done
coming
after,
in.
After he was done. Cutting, yeah.
He was done. His brain was scrambled at that point. You know how that feels, right?
Every time I play, but with all that on the line, mental toughness test any of these majors is. Because, by the way, Koepka plus 10.
He was under par. He was playing so good. Man, I'm looking at you over here, looking at the midges. This is a midges. Too bad we don't have the Yankees. Dude, I saw there was a car over in the parking lot where we parked, and they were all over it. I don't know why they picked that car, but it looked like there were spikes coming out of the car. I'm like, who made that thing?
Almost the size of dragonflies this year.
Yeah, the midges. We need the Yankees in town
this weekend. Look like regular midges at all.
No, right? They're massive.
These are the giant midges.
It's the year of the giant midges.
As opposed to the midget giants.
It's kind of crazy. All right, so we got to help some people, Gross. We got to help some
people.
Find
a winner here.
Find a winner. Dig down deep. Is Wyndham Clark going to hold on? Is Matt Fitzpatrick, who's playing great this year, I think he's won 3 times this year. He's playing unbelievable. Xander Schauffele, who's had a little health, or no, Colin Morikawa has had some health issues. He's up there.
Yeah.
Xander Schauffele, they said Colin Morikawa says he's still not even close to 100%.
Is it back?
Back. Yep. He likes to hit this hold on cut where he has to really rotate through the shot. He literally says he can't hit that shot right now. Hurts his back too much. So to be able to do that's insanely good.
All right, let's start with these two guys. You tell me if they have a chance.
All right.
Rory and Scotty. They're both even, 7 shots back.
Yes and yes. I mean, because reality is, in my opinion, Wyndham Clark, this isn't a rip on you. You're a good player. I would say this about anybody, but probably Rory and Scotty. He's coming backwards, right? Like he's going to come back a little bit. So they're really, let's give him a 4 shot back with 2 days to go, even 5. They both have a chance for sure. I don't know what's going on with Scottie Scheffler this year. He never plays good in round one ever. Someone needs to get in that brain and tell him that it's the final round in round one. You know what I mean?
He's a closer.
He's a closer. Yes, but they both have a chance.
And then Rory's like hitting 350-yard drives and you know, two-putting for par.
Did you see Bryson DeChambeau hit a 425-yard drive yesterday?
I didn't.
425. The hole number 12, there's a road that goes across, and the announcers are like, he might be able to get this to the road if he hits driver. It was a real tight hole. They're like, why is he hitting driver? He hits it 50 yards past the road, over the road. 425 in measured.
Wow.
So, yes, I think they both have a chance. Here's one for you. You should be going for this one right now because it's a little sentimental from where you just spent your time. Justin Thomas at 1 under right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while for him to be this close.
Yeah.
I think of all the trailers, I think Schauffele's the guy.
You like him, huh?
Yeah. Minus 3. He's 4 shots. He's tied for second.
Yeah.
I think he's the best golfer of the guys within range.
Yeah.
I mean, other than Rory and Scotty.
Yeah.
You know, Sam Burns dropped off the pace. He's at minus 1. Morikawa's minus 2, and kudos to him for playing with a bad back.
Yeah.
I think that takes its toll.
It does.
In Saturday and Sunday.
It does.
So I'm going to pick Xander Schauffele
Schauffele is going to catch Wyndham Clark, is what he said. Hey, did you see, two stories here. The Ryder Cowan, he's the amateur. Did you see him? What a great story, huh?
He's at even.
He goes to Oklahoma State, right? And just a really, really, really cool story, by the way. If you guys haven't seen Ryder Cowan, check that out. That's pretty good. And then did you see Kashmir Keith Mitchell, what he did?
I did not.
He shot. Here, I got to go to this. I have to tell you guys. If you guys didn't see Cashmere Keith Mitchell's finish, here he is right here. So he's at even par, right? So I'm going to go to round one because you're going to love this, Tom. Here is his round one. He started on the back nine on round one. Cashmere Keith, he's starting out his round of golf. He goes double, bogey, par, bogey, bogey, par, bogey, and shoots 41 on the front nine of the U.S. Open.
Right? That's a good round for me.
Which is his back. Then he goes to the back and he goes birdie, par, birdie, 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 par, 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 birdie, 29.
Wow.
On the back nine for an even par round, right?
70.
That's pretty crazy, yeah, right?
That's called turning it around.
That is turning it around right there. That's
see what happens when you don't blow
that's
your...
That's what Joaquin Niemann could have done. You well, don't he did throw do it. Clubs? He did it the next day, though, yeah. instead of that day.
When you, so. That's what I tell my son all the time. Hey, take every hole by itself. Yep. You got 14
every shot,
more to go.
Yeah. Every shot by itself, right? All right, I am going to take a run. Oh, man, I don't want to go Schauffele. He's too close. My people aren't going to get good odds on him there. I have to look. I didn't look at the odds. I probably would go – I would take a Scotty run here.
Ooh.
But if you want somebody with, like, really good odds, I think I might go Justin Thomas. I think Justin Thomas could make a run. Just you gave me the Zanesville feels going on right now.
That's a good vibe. Yeah, that's a good vibe.
That's a good vibe. All right. Hey, don't forget, 10:30, go to the CW Network, Channel 55. Watch Riz and I on Pinshot. Tony and I will be back next Saturday. Talk about who won the U.S. Open. More golf that Tony played across the state of Ohio. And hopefully we get some of this great weather here in Northeast Ohio for the rest of this week. Thanks all for listening this Saturday. Appreciate you. Thanks, Kevin, for filling in. And we will see you right here on Tee It Up with Jimmy Haylin and Tony Grossi next Saturday on 850 ESPN Cleveland. Do.